Neil Young from one of his top 13 albums of all time after the Gold Rush. That was I Believe in You. And that goes out to my girlfriend, Margaret Brennan of CNBC. I love you, sweetie. I wish they would give you more airtime, but they don't. Those evil, evil forces at CNBC will not do it.
God, I just realized I failed to hit record on the podcast.
Oh, so come on!
We just lost that awesome phone call.
So why'd you do that?
Folks who heard it live, you're going to have to tell your friends about it. The song we just heard was Late of the Pier Broken off of their album Fantasy Black Channel. And I was informed that they'll be playing South by Southwest.
What?
Which I think I might try and actually, you know, I'm a rock DJ, right, David?
I know you are.
Certain expectations.
I know they are.
That's why they're called expectations.
Pearl Snap shirts, hair gel, Tool Academy, go on.
Yeah, that's right. I have to watch the show Tool Academy and talk about it.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was thinking, but go ahead.
So look, I don't want to go to a music festival.
Uh-huh.
I want to do what I do every spring break.
Which is?
Go to Branson, Missouri. So buy a week's worth of tickets at the Yakov Smirnoff Theater and just laugh and have a good old time.
Yeah, you've been doing that for a while now, and I'm surprised that you're going to break tradition.
Yeah, well, I have to. I'm a rock DJ. People need this from me.
Well, you could still be a rock DJ and go to the Yakov Smirnoff show.
Not in this town, apparently.
Ugh, I know, this stupid, stupid town.
Our boss is at co-op coming down at us. Because we don't even want to play music on the show.
No.
If it was up to us, we'd play prank phone calls from the Jerky Boys.
Oh, God, could you imagine a show of all Jerky Boys calls?
That would be great. That would be so great. Can I stop for a second?
Sure, go for it.
I don't even want to pretend that we want to play that.
You don't want to see where this takes us?
I'm going to hit the kill switch on that little whatever we were doing right there. We don't want to do
that. But I was going to do my great impression of that one racist character.
Yeah. See? Oh. I didn't even feel right to pretend. Oh, boy.
How did they get famous? Like, how did they
get a movie?
Which
will segue into nicely into our topic for today.
Yes, let us do that.
A little thing called, what is it?
This has gone too far.
This has gone too far.
Too far.
Is our topic for today. If you want to call in anytime and talk about it, 472-KOOP, 472-5667. David.
Yes.
I was watching TV.
Oh, awesome.
And they had a commercial for this thing that I've heard referred to as a slinket. I've also heard referred to as a what?
Snuggie.
Snuggie.
I've never even heard of it referred to as a slinket. Could you explain to me what the word mashup is on that?
I don't
that
know, because obviously it's blanket, and blanket with sleeves.
Is it a stupid blanket?
Because
is that what it is?
Yeah, it's basically this. It's a blanket you can wear.
For stupid people.
Is what it is, yeah.
That's what I understand.
And so it's like this giant fleece. Like, it's basically like, you know what a robe is? You know what a robe looks like? Turn it around and wear it on your front. That's what this is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the biggest ripoff ever.
Yeah, it's the crisscross rope, basically.
Yeah. And they had this ad, and these people are enjoying the Snuggie. And they're like, you know, it's one of those ads, of course, has a little moment like, there's got to be a better way. You know, where they're on the couch and they're trying to get comfortable under the blanket. But, oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
And when they get up, the blanket falls down. Oh! Why is life an endless series of torture? But thankfully, the good folks at, you know, Idiotburg, I don't know,
stupid
corporation. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
For all your stupid needs.
Turned a robe the other direction. Now it's a Snuggie, and so the commercial has these people. It's like not just for home use. You can also wear it out. And they have these people like at a football game dressed in Snuggies, but they all look like druids, like, you know, weird sort of like cultish people, like, you know, these bright blue like reverse robes.
Well,
like at a football game, being like, yeah, they look like they're wizards.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe you made too much of a mental leap. Does it actually expressly show them at a football game?
Yes.
Oh, so you see like the football action
going
on.
They're in the stands and they're cheering.
Maybe they're at a beheading.
Okay, that would make more sense.
Yes, because they are, in fact, druids.
I don't remember if the people had foam fingers, but maybe if druids bring foam fingers to a beheading. Number one, cut off that head. chop that head. Anyway, I started picturing it there. Okay.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I want to go.
But you know what? You know, there's been stupid things on TV before. It's not that surprising. But the story has a shocking conclusion, which I'll tell you in a second. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah. I had some thoughts regarding the Snuggie, as it were.
What's your name, caller?
Greg.
Greg Leonis.
Yeah, I saw the commercials for that, and have you seen the spot with, like, the old guy wearing the Snuggie, like, next to the fire, and he's, like, reading a book or something. And he's got the red one on, but it really makes you look like a cult leader.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I think cults are really going to pick up on this and really invest heavily in Snuggies.
Well, if it does everything it says it does, which enables you to read a book by the fire and still look insane,
yeah,
then I imagine the cult will pick up on it, yeah.
But I don't know. I might be down for that.
No.
Other people might want to look crazy by a fire.
I think this guy has more problems than the commercial is letting on if he is by a fire and still needs the warmth of a Snuggie. Like, he might have some health issues.
I actually didn't consider that.
Yeah.
The doctors diagnosed me with bone coldness.
He's reading Final Exit, I think. Wow, that's a Final Exit reference. I'm sorry.
Would you ever buy a Snuggie, Greg?
I don't think I would, because, like you said, I could, you know, put a robe on backwards.
Or, yeah, just a...
I'm perfectly comfortable wearing a robe forwards, so I don't really see the need for it.
Let me ask you this. Think long and hard. Can you envision a family member or a friend giving this to you as a gift?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No.
What is going to be your reaction when they do, because they will?
I don't know, because I think next they would either ask me to drink the Kool-Aid or castrate myself. And I'm not really down for either of those.
Oh, well, a chilling vision of things to come. Thank you for the phone call, Greg.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, bye. But the point where I realized the Snuggie had gone too far, it's not just on my TV, because they have stupid infomercials all the time.
That's correct.
I was walking down the aisles of HEB, H-E-B, our local supermarket.
Oh, yes.
And I saw that someone had placed a mannequin in the middle aisle, the thing that goes the width of the store.
Right.
And sure enough, that mannequin is wearing a Snuggie.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I was like, oh, you know what? It's one thing just to have it stupid on the TV, but when you're walking, you can't even buy groceries without this... A wizarded mannequin looking at me. I was like, you know what, Snuggie, you've gone too far. KOP, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say something about the Snuggie.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Jinx.
Jinx?
Jinx.
Yes, that is my name.
Okay, that's fine. We didn't say anything.
Did you say Jinx?
Okay. I wanted to say that I think that y'all are just wrong, and I really want one, and y'all are making fun of the Snuggies.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Convince me. Convince me otherwise. This is your form right now.
All right. Well, I saw them, you know, in the box in H-E-B, and okay, you're right. The people on the TV, they look really retarded sitting with themselves at the basketball, whatever, their game.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, I sleep on top of an electric blanket. And so, like, snuggling myself up in, like, a Snuggie instead of, like, having to lay on top of, a electric blanket would be, like, better.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Why don't you just buy a regular blanket?
Why does the blanket have to have sleeves?
Yeah. Do you have a lot of self-defense issues when you sleep at night? Do you need to have hands free?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, yeah, if somebody's in my house, and I'd have to, yeah. Well, right then.
That's all I'm saying.
I guess you proved your point.
Glad we could help.
You're welcome.
I'm welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Thank you, Jinx.
Oh, geez. Let's clean up that language a little bit,
the
Jinx.
The easily suggestible Jinx, apparently.
Yeah.
It sort of goes along with something we were talking about a few weeks ago about the truck steps. Where it's just something so unnecessary. We got plenty. We've made it this far as a society. Like, we've been walking this earth for thousands and thousands of years. This is not going to change anything. The Snuggie is not necessary.
What about jackets? Those already have sleeves.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh boy. Tell you what, let us take a break.
Yes.
And guess what? I'm gonna play some more Lady Hawk.
What?
Which is a song about obsession and loneliness. Inappropriate Valentine's Day theme. This is My Delirium, Lady Hawk, off of her self-titled album. More Mascot Winning Show after this.
Back again with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is still David.
And my name is Matt Blake. We just heard Lady Hawk, My Delirium, off of her album, Lady Hawk. We're playing a game. We're doing a topic.
Yeah, we're doing a topic.
Called This Has Gone Too Far.
This has gone too far. That's right. The things that, gone too far.
It's gotten out of hand.
Yes.
It's definitely got a hand. The Snuggie.
The Snuggie is one.
The blanket with sleeves.
Yeah.
It's gone too far.
You know what else has gone far? Gone too far. And I hesitate to talk about this because I feel like if I do talk about this, then she wins.
Okay.
But Octomom. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Spider-Man villain.
No. Well. The gal that's making the news these days, because she had like 6 kids and then she had like 8 more kids for a total of, Mac.
14.
14 kids. Yes.
That sound you heard? That was me doing math.
And yeah, so like, she's nuts. Can we agree on that? Oh, wait, Taylor, let's take this call. We'll focus on that in a little bit.
KOOP, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Dana.
Hello, Dana.
I have something to say about the Snuggie.
Go ahead.
I just noticed an important connection on your show.
Go on.
You've been playing Lady Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure in the 80s movie, Lady Hawk with Matthew Broderick and Michelle Pfeiffer and Rutger Hauer, I'm pretty sure they were all wearing Snuggies in that movie. I think they were pretty much the costumer just bought out the whole lot of Snuggies and dressed them all in different colors of them.
That is brilliant.
Thank you.
And I didn't even
Hold on. Between now and then, what's the Snuggie been doing?
Hibernating.
Hibernating?
Well, you know, sometimes they just have to go into hibernation before they can complete world domination.
It's an item of clothing.
You know, they were gathering their strength.
Oh, you're talking about the Snuggie supporters.
Their numbers. They were multiplying.
Yeah, exactly. The same thing happened with a little thing called Back to the Future 2, where Michael J. Fox is walking around in the stupid Gore-Tex vest. 15 years later, everybody's walking around in a stupid Gore-Tex vest.
That's right. I'm a vintage clothing dealer, and we sell a lot of those.
Okay, thank you.
I stopped myself.
Thank you very much.
Quite a few of them.
The button that we have to hang up on you, if you do that, it sends an electric shock through the phone as well. So thank yourself as well.
Can I just say, though, like, wow, really? You sell a ton of those? That's amazing.
We can't keep them in stock, actually.
Wait, are you talking about Gore-Tex vests or Snuggies? Yeah.
Oh, Gore-Tex vests.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll tell you what. Why don't you call us when the show is over and we can maybe work out a deal with some GTVs because my torso is really cold, but my arms are hot.
Yeah, they are.
Wow. You know, I have been lifting my pants.
I've seen you at Master Pancake shows.
Oh,
wow. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's... What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know
either. Weren't you at a Master Pancake show once?
I can't really talk about that.
As guests?
Can't really talk about that.
Can't talk about it. Thank you, though.
Oh, you can't? Sorry. My bad. Don't shock me.
It's okay.
I kind of want to shock you now just to test it out.
Oh, okay.
Are you pretty stoic? You think you can take a shock?
Well, I'm pretty heavily tattooed. So,
I'll do it on the next caller. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Dana?
Oh, yes?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Well, several years ago when my boyfriend and I first got together, I told him that my Valentine's gift to him was that he would never have to do Valentine's Day for me. I would never force him to do that kind of stuff.
But you kind of really want him to, though, don't you?
Well,
typical Dana.
Yeah, kind of. I think every girl really does, but I think it's just such a pain in the butt for guys to have to do that.
You're perfect, Dana. You're perfect.
Look, tell
you. I try.
Is your boyfriend, is he there?
No, he's at work.
Tell him to pick up a heart-shaped pizza from Manja. Bang, Valentine's Day, done.
You know what? A heart-shaped pizza for him would be like the ultimate Valentine's. That he loves pizza. I think he loves pizza just about. I think he's more romantically inclined towards pizza than he is towards
pizza. Well, tell
you what, he's a really good guy. He's a really good guy.
Why don't you flip the script? You get him a pizza.
I know, right? Now I know what I'm making for dinner.
Then maybe invite the rest of the Ninja Turtles over.
Oh, that's stupid. Dana, you have a good night.
You too. Thanks, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adios. What were you talking about?
I was talking about Octomom.
Octomom, yeah. No, she is... That's not right to have that many kids.
Yeah, she is a first ballot scum Hall of Famer. And the funny thing is, like, we live in a nation divided right now. We are in an uncertain time. Red state, blue state, left wing, right wing, pro-something, anti-something. Everybody has joined hands and shouted to the rooftops in agreement that this lady must be stopped. I mean, 14 kids, and she is on, you know, she's collecting unemployment or whatever, or not even unemployment, welfare, and she's saving up all her money to do, like, plastic surgery. It's terrible.
Yeah, even like Larry King. Did you see that on The Soup? Like he's going to talk about it. He's like,
yeah.
Is she the most hated woman in America?
And she is.
Move over, Lady Hitler.
Because we live in a contrarian society. And like...
What? I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Continue.
I mean, like, I could say...
Sorry.
not at all. You tickled me, sir. Ooh. You tickled me on this Valentine's Day.
Not literally.
No, well, that's going to come up in at the bottom of the hour.
That's right.
We're at the bottom of the hour. But no, I could come on here today and say, I like drinking water. It's healthy. It's refreshing. And there's going to be somebody out there who drinks nothing but Pepsi just thinking, this guy is an idiot. But no, we all have joined together and realized the Octomom.
Hey, I haven't been following that story at all.
Yeah.
She took fertility drugs, though, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, no, she's not like just...
Is she married?
She's not rolling sevens the entire time. No, she has a baby daddy.
All right.
And yeah, and the baby daddy is also... What does he do? He's like a...
Octopus? Oh, Lord. Man, I...
it works at a toll.
Did it just get really unfunny on this side of the DJ booth here?
It didn't just get.
Yo! My Valentine's Day gift for you is going to be a smashing. It's going to crush you under a rock.
Yeah.
I'm going to build a giant candy heart. And it's going to say, go die. And I'm going to crush you under it.
I got you a necktie for
what
Valentine's
it
Day. No, it's Italian.
Oh, I got you a Colombian necktie.
Is it the same thing?
That's racist.
Yeah. We need to settle on one.
How that? Man, if Colombia.
Oh, they can't get a break.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Like the fact that if you put Colombian before something, it automatically means murder. I mean, Irish, if you put that in front of something, it means drunk.
Yes.
Well, that's gone too far.
Not necessarily. What about Irish twins?
Drunk twins.
Is that right?
I'm an Irish twin, and we are loaded.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. With booze, not money.
So can we do that with anything? No. You know what? I don't want to go down that path. I don't want
Irish coffee?
Yeah, exactly.
Irish driving?
Yes. Irish driving?
I Irish called an ex-girlfriend last night.
I think you just made that up.
Nope. I made it up a while ago when I'm reusing my own jokes. Flipping through the Mac Blake joke book. Right, let me see. What do we got here? I use that one. Yeah. All right. Anyway, yeah, it's gone too far. October.
Yeah, she's gone too far. Why? I haven't. I don't want to pay her a second of. I don't want to.
Sitting there looking at her six kids, and she's like, "Ugh, I know I can top this."
Yeah, exactly. You guys need playmates. Let me get to work on that.
I need a full baseball team. With reserves.
Oh yeah, seriously. She's got a 5-man rotation.
That's the only thing that appeals to me about that. I would love to have enough siblings so we would be our own baseball team.
That would be the dream. But look, she's wearing her insides in a snuggly.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Lord Almighty.
I'm saying the things everybody's thinking.
No.
That's true. I am.
All right. What's going on? Do you want to play a song?
We don't have to. If you want to, I'm just setting up.
Something else that I think has gone too far. This is a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's good for the topic. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do something that's a little more general.
No.
Speaking of Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And we were just giving Dana a hard time, but it is a stupid holiday. I got to say, it's kind of stupid.
It is.
Just because this card company determines that this is the day I have to like prove to someone how much I love them or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you ever listen to sports radio...
I do a lot,
especially the month leading up to Valentine's Day. It's filled with ads where the DJs will hawk some company,
mm-hmm.
and it has like the what is the word I'm looking for? It's so like derisive of like, ugh, the old ball and chain. Like,
yeah, they assume things about men in general that aren't necessarily true and kind of insulting.
Yeah, the assumptions about your relationship too. It's like let's say it's like Jim Rohn. He's like, hey, clones. Valentine's Day is coming up, right? The old lady won't get off your back. You got to make a good showing or you're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
And we expect the guys like driving the cars to be like, oh, man, totally. I got to appease her, that jerk wife / girlfriend of my like.
Yeah.
And the only way to do it, Vermont teddy bear. Like,
oh, man, that's the perfect thing to shut up the love of my life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this will shut her up. Like, and it's nothing, you know, and it's not just Jim Rome or Vermont teddy bear. And it seems to get increasingly stupid. Like, you don't want to send her flowers again. She's bored with that. Like, oh, she is.
She's never happy.
Exactly.
Thank you, radio voice.
She needs a pajamagram. But yeah, it's reached a point where it's just the open sort of loathing that it's like.
Oh, and that's the other thing. We're like, it's not even a. They're not even giving you good suggestions. It's not like, this year, take your ungrateful wife on a trip. It's like, give her pajamas. You know that oversized t-shirt that she got for, yeah, like, tell her to throw that away. Give her pajamas or a teddy bear that she loved when she was 13 years old. Yeah, just, I hate it.
It's gone too far.
Gone too far.
Definitely gone too far. Here's an idea. How about a fruit basket?
Yeah, exactly. Or how about you say you love her the other 364 days of the year? Like Valentine's Day
or
is
love them. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is the holiday for like the same people who wait till April 15th to do their taxes. It's like, oh crap, I love my wife. I gotta hurry up and tell her. I only got 6 hours left.
Yeah, because that's that's how you want to express tenderness out of obligation.
A Hail Mary at the last second.
Hey, I guess I gotta do this.
Yeah.
So fine, here's your Vermont teddy bear.
So what are you doing tonight? You wanna go see Friday the 13th or something?
Friday the 13th sounds like a lot of fun.
It really does.
Why don't you just have a fun night out?
Yeah.
Why do you gotta? You don't gotta top anything.
Yeah, you don't gotta make a thing out of it. You don't gotta go to Cheddar's beforehand.
Why don't you look right now? You're probably gathered around the old timey radio. You probably pop some popcorn, or you have a bowl of mixed nuts in front of you. And you know what? It's a good Valentine's Day right there.
Yeah.
I think Alec Baldwin's on SNL, so 25% of the skits will be watchable.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
With the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
Get not excited, but anyway, there you go.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear? Let's take a break, listen to some music.
I've completely forgot now. Hang on one second. Oh, yeah, we're going to listen to the Raspberries. We'll be right back. More Mascot Wedding Show. Hang on. Right after this. Back again with more Mascot Wedding Show. That was the Raspberries. I like to play old stuff. Mac hates me for it. But that was Go All the Way. And we've got a call. Beep. Boop. KOP, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Can I speak to the disc jockey, please?
You are speaking to him. You're on the air right now.
Oh, is this the Sports Moose? I'm a big Sports Moose fan.
No. This is not...
Huge fan Sports Moose.
This isn't the Sports Moose. This is...
let me see here. Is this Dr. Bruno or the Cougar?
This is neither of them. That's a different... that's the Morning Mustache Show, I believe. But that's a different...
I tried to call... What radio station is this?
This is Co-op. This is 91.7 FM.
91... Oh, yeah, wait, I know. You're Daniel.
David. I'm David.
Oh, David. Yeah, David from the Mascot Marriage Show.
No, it's the Mascot Wedding Show. There's a big difference? There's a difference.
Yeah, I'll have to update that in your file.
Oh, my file? Okay. That's okay. Yeah, sure.
Anyway, this is Leo Spelt. This is Chief Spelchnik.
Oh, hi. You are the police chief of the Sunken Valley Police Department.
I am the police chief of the Sunken Valley Police Department.
It is a pleasure to have you on the air, Chief Spelchnik.
Tell you what, while we're talking about that file, you used to live at 4545 Bradley Drive in Sunken Valley.
Yes, I do. I'd appreciate you not saying that on the air. How did you know that?
I'm the chief of police, son.
Oh, right.
Trust me, I know things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I just got to keep these records up to date. So, do you still drive that red Lumina with the one white door?
No, I got rid of that last year.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
I'll have to talk to the... patrolman assigned to your case. That's floppy note taking. You got to update the vehicle info. How are we supposed to tell you?
Wait. I'm sorry. My case? I have a case?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Everyone's got a file.
No. I understand everybody's got a file, but you said case.
Yeah. Let me look into these notes. Did you enjoy your night of dinner and intercourse with night with? Let me see. Is Trisha her name?
Yes, Trisha is her name. Okay, listen, what I do in my spare time is my business. Do you have someone following me?
Yeah, according to our notes, Trisha is a stone-cold fox is what it says here.
Wow, that's in my file. Okay,
the patrolman assigned to your case also, he wanted to investigate the possibility of maybe her going on a date with a real man for once, is what he wrote here. I don't know what that means.
That is unnecessary. That is offensive on so many levels. That's insult. I'm angry right now. I'm so angry. I'm so in the flesh.
Look, it's just good police work.
What do you want? I mean,
write down details.
What do you want from me? Like, I mean, are you trying to strong arm me? Are you trying to intimidate me? What's going on here?
No. I'm calling because I need your help.
You need my help.
Yeah.
Well, since you're having me followed, I can pretty much guarantee you're not going to get my help.
Oh, you hear me out first. You're going to like this.
Okay, fine.
Well, let me ask you something. You seem like you at least a high school graduate.
a little more than that, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, according to our notes, trade school.
No, actual college.
Gonna have to update that. Well, anyway, I got a question for you. All right.
Okay.
What crime worries a police officer the most?
What crime worries, like, I mean, a murder, I guess?
Wrong. Give up?
Sure, I give up.
Yeah, you would give up.
What?
The crime that worries a police officer the most is the crime that hasn't happened yet.
Okay,
That's why I'm calling to unveil a new crime prevention initiative. I'm very proud of this. It was my idea, actually, this initiative.
Okay, well, I mean, if
have you ever seen that show 21 Jump Street?
I have seen the show 21 Jump Street. That was the show from like 20 years ago where cops go undercover as teenagers in a high school and bust crimes there. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It was an awful, awful, terrible idea for a show.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a fun show idea, but yeah, it's just a show. I mean, that would never work.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Really, cops posing as young kids. Please, I mean, these guys are like 30 years old.
Exactly, yeah. They're really obviously in their 30s, and they're obviously cops. Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we have to do it the other way.
The other way?
That
I don't know.
Is what the Sunken Valley Police Department is doing. Excuse me?
I don't follow. Please, yes,
Officer,
go on.
Speaking to you.
I understand that, sir.
I am pleased to announce that we've started open recruiting for the Sunken Valley Police Department Junior Crime Crackers.
Junior Crime... Again, 21 Jump Street, Junior Crime Crackers, you're losing me. I don't understand what's going on here.
The police department is going to recruit, actually, kids themselves to help us out and help prevent crime.
Okay.
We're going to target grades 6 through 12. We're going to get these kids involved. We're going to make a difference.
Okay, so the police department wants to recruit... like 12 to 18 year olds to become like, I mean, I guess junior police officers, kind of like deputize them and stuff.
Well, you know, they're going to be the junior crime crackers. They're going to be real police. You know, we're not just going to do this halfway. We're going to go all out.
I mean, so these
try and really make a difference.
So you're gonna like train these kids? I mean, are these going to be trained to like spot crimes, I guess?
Well, spot, prevent, and intervene.
What exactly do you mean by intervene?
Well, we're going to make these kids police officers, you know. They're going to have a duty to protect and serve. That's going to be their job. You know, if they see a crime, they're going to have to try and stop it. They're going to do a great job.
They're going to try and stop it by, like, reporting it to the police. You know, like,
well, they are the police.
Okay, let me present a scenario for you. So, like, if one of your junior crime crackers... let's say, sees an armed robbery, then they're supposed to stop it.
Well, that's not the kind of thing that we're going to be doing.
Well,
I mean, they're not going to be, you know... but, I mean, hypothetically, they're actual police. We're not just, you know, playing games here. That's the only way for this to be a success. So, they're going to have to stop them, yeah.
So, like a sixth grader, like a 12-year-old kid who is a junior crime cracker is going to stop a bank robbery.
Look, this is your hypothetical scenario, not mine.
Okay, how are they?
You know, and banks really aren't our target areas, but you know, hypothetically, yes, they would have to.
But you said yes, yeah, and that's what I want to focus on. How are they supposed to stop armed robbers? How are these kids?
Police work. You know, one way is blowing their kneecaps off. It's the criminals.
So you're going to give these kids guns?
No. No.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's silly. But you did say blow their kneecaps off. But so I mean, like, what are they going to use if they're not going to use a gun?
Look, Daniel, we're not giving these kids guns. All
David.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not just going and handing out guns.
Okay.
Okay. We're issuing junior crime crackers their standard service firearms. That is a difference.
Well, I mean, no, that's not a difference. That you're just talking semantics. You're still giving kids a firearm. I mean, whether
giving police officers firearms.
Yes, I mean, which is just it's insane that you're making these kids actual police officers with actual.
Look, it's the only way to keep our schools safe.
Schools? What are you talking about?
Yeah, if you let me finish earlier.
Okay.
Schools are really our target area here.
Well, I mean, what could possibly be going on in schools that needs this level of crime prevention?
Well, nothing at the moment because this program is working.
Okay.
I mean, it's the only way to, you know, keep our schools safe is to have a bigger police presence in the schools, and these kids are a perfect vehicle for that.
Right.
Have you watched the news at all? Have you heard any reports of bus theft or chalk murder?
Chalk murder? Bus? No,
murder
I have
murder with chalk.
Murder with chalk, with school board chalk. I haven't heard a single thing related to that.
You never will, and you can thank the junior crime crackers for that.
No, I can just thank a safe school system already. I can thank that kids in Sunken Valley School District aren't killing other kids with chalk.
Yes, because there's junior crime crackers there, kind of like inner marshals.
No, I think you're taking way too much credit for stuff that's already happening. I'm sorry. I don't see how
happening
this...
Police work in safety.
Okay, yeah, I mean...
We're putting kids where we need them to be to prevent crime. Look, we got someone at your radio station right now doing excellent work.
Hang on, you have a... you have a junior crime cracker at co-op?
Yeah, what's the name of that kids show you do?
Kids show? We do... we do Youth Spin Fridays. Yeah, Fridays on the
sleeper agent working undercover.
You have a sleeper agent working with Youth Spin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I mean,
I can't reveal her name. I mean, because she's deep under.
No. Of course not. I'm not. You know,
you can call. I'll tell you what. We'll just call her. We'll just call her Zoe.
Zoe? You mean like Zoe Cordeselbin?
Ah, blew her cover, man.
I didn't blow her cover. You just named
her name. She's working undercover.
Yeah, but you gave her the code name. That is her actual name. You just revealed who it was.
Going to have to transfer her to Vice now until the heat calms down. Maybe major crimes.
Wait a second. So if she's not doing the school thing, if she's not doing the junior crime cracker, she is still an actual police officer. You're gonna send her to another department?
Well, you just sent her to another department because you blew her cover.
I didn't, but wait a second. So, like, is she going to... You said you're going to transfer her to major crimes?
Yeah, she's a police officer. She's going to have to do some work.
That is insane. This is the worst idea for a program ever.
This program has been amazingly successful.
I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, just look at the numbers. I mean, we've had outstanding success. Zero major crimes have been reported. I mean, there have been a few minor bumps, but beyond that, I have to say this is the best thing I've ever done.
I'm more
proud of this than anything else.
Well, I'm familiar with your record. I don't see how that's
I can't wait till when my kid grows up and put a gun in their hands.
You said minor bumps. You said there were minor bumps in the program. What are these
minor
bumps?
Minor, I said, though. Minor.
I just said minor. What are these minor bumps?
Nothing major. I mean, just a couple, you know, incidents.
Like, can you name one?
All right. We know that school out in Sunken Valley, Icky Woods Elementary.
I am familiar with Icky Woods Elementary, yes.
I had a seventh grader out there working his beat, and he came across a chop shop.
A chop shop is the place where they steal cars and sort of take the parts and use them for other cars, right?
I'm a little too familiar with that. I'm going to have to make a note of that in your file, but yes.
It's a chop shop. Okay.
The kid, you know, he's a brave kid, didn't wait for backup, though, and, you know, the chop shop, they took him down. But yeah, he'll be okay.
Wait a second. So a seventh grader is busting a chop shop by himself?
Not too successful. He did scare them off, though. He'll, you know, and the doctors say he's recovering good.
What happened to the kid?
Well, you know, they worked him. I mean, look, I don't want, respecting the privacy wishes of his family, I don't want to get into it, but, you know.
No. You will get into it because a kid is in danger because of your program.
Don't command me. I'm a leader of, look, the doctors say they'll probably be able to remove the carburetor once his bones regrow.
Wow.
You know, he's closer to a pension, so it works out.
Yeah, he's closer to a pension at the age of 13. That is awful.
Well, look, I'm going to, it's not awful, it's great. Then you're going to help me.
I am not going to help you with this.
Yes, that's why I'm calling. You're going to help me recruit.
No, what could you possibly think?
I'm going to come down the show next week, and we're going to do a show that's nothing but recruitment drive for the Crime Crackers.
We are
open an Austin branch.
We are not doing that. That is the worst idea in America. No, sir.
Yes, I wasn't asking.
Okay, so you're just going to come down here, Chief of Police, Chief Spelchnik, and throw your weight around. No, I guarantee you won't do it.
I guarantee you will, because if you don't, you're not going to like what happens.
And what's going to happen?
We'll be, let's just, you know, that sleeper agent, VCS.
You mean Zoe Cordis-Elbin, yes.
You blew her cover again. Golly.
Sure. Okay, what?
What's a vendetta? Well, before you blew her cover, I had her do me a favor.
Which is?
Let's just add her plant some evidence in your car.
In my car? Can I guess?
If you don't do what I say, I might have to call it in.
Can I guess what this evidence is?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Is it PCP?
It is PCP.
You planted PCP in my car.
I didn't.
Zoe Cordis-Elbin did.
Linebacker ZCS did.
Right. Zoe Cordis-Elbin planted PCP in my car.
Yep.
So that you could come onto my radio show next week.
So you could do the right thing.
You know what? Good luck.
Look out your window. What do you see?
Look out my. Somebody's pulling in. Somebody's coming up to the studio right now.
Officer ZCS.
That's so. Hey.
What has she got in her hands?
That looks like a standard issue crime cracker firearm.
That's right. She's also got a shotgun in the back, and I've given her a full license to use it.
Okay. You know what? I don't like where this is going.
You better play ball, or she's going to slap on the bracelets.
The bracelets, so she's going to take me away.
Well, you have a choice.
Okay.
You can, look, we have an expression in the Sunken Valley Police Department.
All right.
It's called, we say, if you're not part of the solution, you're under arrest.
That's very progressive. Good work. Thank you.
So, you know what? Maybe I'll see you next week. Maybe I'll see you in county lockup tonight.
You won't see me either. I'm going to take my chances on this one. Good luck.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to call Zoe right now. Give her the kill order.
That's fine. I dare you. Go ahead.
Do not dare a police officer, young man.
All right. Well, you know what? We got to go. We're coming up against it. So do whatever you must. That's fine.
I will.
All right. Goodbye, Chief.
All right.
Ugh. You know what? And now he's throwing our clock off. And I'm going to get shot by Zoe Cordis-Elbin. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past episodes and show information about... I just said that. MascotWedding.com. Email us, MascotWedding@gmail.com. Become our friend on MySpace. MySpace.com/MascotWedding. Clear Spot's coming up next. I apologize to them in advance. We're going to leave with some... I forget. For Mac, I'm David. Goodbye, Austin.
We can talk all night, we can talk all day. We can play charades.